is the fact that neurotechnology is driving advances in practically every field you can name, from finance and marketing to religion, warfare, and art. Because of its ever-widening impact, we are now entering something I've called the neurosociety, an emerging reality where we will see massive changes in our personal, social, economic, and political lives, all of them driven by neurotechnology. As soon as I finish my bungee cord spinal cord story, I'll start unveiling as complete a picture of the neurosociety as is now possible, drawing on the work and generously shared perspectives of some of the most brilliant and enthusiastic scientists, businessmen, and thinkers on the planet. Stripped down to nothing but a loosely fitted hospital gown, two thick plugs stuck deep into my ears, I heard electric motors whir as they sent me, head first and horizontal, into a cream-colored tube, barely as wide as my shoulders. I was entering the clinic's magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, scanner. The scanner bed stopped rolling. I was fully inside the tube. I heard a technician's voice through an overhead speaker asking about my comfort and letting me know that the scanning was ready to commence. Some people say that being in an MRI machine sounds like a jackhammer. I describe it as more like the rapid thumping of room